2019 at Street Camp Las Vegas, and we are in a special board meeting for the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Amelon.
Here.
Donato.
Here.
Sievertson.
Here.
Davies. Coos. Skillings.
Here.
Lynn.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Krysenka.
Here.
Von Bargen.
Here.
Is there anyone else on the line that would like to identify themselves?
Yeah, you've got Joel Paisner here, counsel.
Thank you, Joel.
Kirk Gibson.
Thank you, Kirk.
Kevin Gibson with the Wrinkle Sentinel.
Thank you.
Carl Hagerman, young warrior.
I'm sorry, I got Carl's name, and who was that before Carl?
Robert.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
We have Ann Morrison here in the room with us as well.
Thank you. Sounds like it's it, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve the agenda.
This is Bob Sieverson, Ketchikan. I so move.
Bob Lynn, and I'll second that. You moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, full vote, please.
Amelon?
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yes.
Skillings?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Krysenka?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Item number 3 is new business. We have none. And item number 4 is old business, reservoir management discussion. Trey, you want to start us off there?
Well, I guess today, I mean, the main thrust of today is to find out what the status of diesel generation is on the south end down here with KPU. And then after we know more about that, then discuss the path forward from now until the next board meeting on the 28th of February.
Andy, do you want to give an update as to what we're doing with our diesels?
I certainly can, Mr. Chair. This is Andy Donato, KPU. Since we left Friday, we're at an elevation, well, as of earlier today around in the morning, we were at an elevation of 283.0 at Swan. Turns out the weekend was warmer than forecasted. Loads were lighter than forecasted. We hit peaks in around 29. The rest was pretty light, so we made it through pretty very easily. Even today, our peaks are just bouncing off of 29. They're around 28 right now. I wouldn't say peaks; those are loads. And that's the current status. We've got our two large diesel generators running at Bailey. We call Bag 3 and Bag 4. And we're currently running one of the cats and keeping the other cat in case we get some loads higher. And that's where we're running right now, status-wise. And then the other thing is that today we're taking on fuel, and so we have a fuel barge in place. And that's what's going on here.
Placement of your...
And Andy, it's Steve here. Just a question on how's the reliability going for you?
We didn't have any failures over the weekend. And you were asking about our rentals?
Yeah.
So the rentals are both in place. They're operational. We have a person coming in from the company, from Cummins. So we can't communicate to them right yet. They need a couple of little decoder boxes attached to them that only Cummins can do. And as far as I know, the fellows here, the contractor, working with our group so that we can establish SCADA communication Other than that, we'd have to dispatch a person inside each of the trailers to kick them on and turn them off. So that was the issue. Then the only other little problem was turning them off. We can easily turn them on if we do that, but turning them off, we didn't have control of dropping the loads over time and then turning them off. It just went off in one big, and so we didn't want to do that with 1.6 megs on them. I guess you'd call that e-stop, and we didn't want to e-stop them. So with this controller that we're supposed to get, or coding, then we'll be able to talk to the machines and then walk them down. But anyway, that's the status of those. I have not heard back this morning yet from ADEC, from our conversations and emails on Friday. So I'm hoping that a permit to operate those is shortcoming. Well, today's a holiday for them, so I wouldn't expect it today, but maybe tomorrow.
So are we in a place, if I may, Mr. Chair, through the chair?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Are we in a position now, Andy, to open L1?
Well, I don't think that's, we could open L1, sure. And then your intent would be?
To blend some of the, some generation out of Swan at night when the northern communities take their diesels offline. Obviously not going below the draft limit of 280.
So you want to send all of that north?
Well, we'll blend it in over time.
Okay. I mean, could we blend that in as well? Could it be split?
There's only 3 feet there.
Yeah.
And you drew 4 megawatts for 24 hours for the last week or whatever, right? Or 5 or 6 days. And I was under the impression you really only needed it when you're peaking over 28. At least that's what I thought I heard. So no, I'd prefer to send it north. That's where we need to put it.
So if we peak over 28?
Well, then we could close back in and supplement it. But what I don't want to see is burning 4 megawatts continuously for the next week or two. And we kind of lose our ability to manage anything at that point.
So what's the low profile up north?
Well, let me see. It, I think I had that.
Mike, you got them right on the phone there. We could just ask them if they want to talk about that. But from what I heard, it's, at 1 a.m. this morning, Wrangell had 5.4 and Petersburg had 7.2 for loads. And they were running, at least with the information I got this morning from Barry out at Tyee, was Wrangell was operating diesel from 6:30 to 8 p.m. and Petersburg was operating diesel from 6 o'clock to 8:30.
So what have you heard about forecast in the next 7 to 10 days?
So what I'm seeing is probably going to have a couple of days here. Current conditions, Ketchikan's 33, Wrangell's 33, Petersburg's 32, Swan Lake elevation's 282.9, and Tyee's 1263.8. I'm seeing Ketchikan's going to be a little warmer, obviously 39, 40, maybe 41, depending on what site you're looking at for over the course of the next 2, 3, 4 days. And then maybe a little bit cooler after that. Looks like we're going to get a shot of a little snow here today, maybe a little pause, a little bit more snow, and then I think it's going to drop down just a little bit more after that. And then beyond that, I mean, it just really depends on what sites you're looking at, because a few degrees is what we're seeing. A little difference, of course, it's a little bit colder in Petersburg traditionally.
So we got together this morning and try to put some parameters together. Clearly, we're still concerned about permits, permit limits, and just the ongoing wear and tear on our existing diesels, and the fact that
I'm sorry, Carl, to interrupt. Please speak up into the microphone. We're not able to hear you here.
Okay. Steve, I'm sorry. What I was conveying to Trey was we got together this morning to try to evaluate parameters, and we're still concerned about permits, permit limits, and the wear and tear on our existing diesels. We tried to come up with probably an alternative to what Trey is suggesting. But what we'd like to do, I guess, essentially is share equally anything above 280 and split it between KPU and the northern communities, trying to honor our commitment to get as much power back to the northern communities as we can. Relative to the ops plan limits, I guess we're going to take a conservative approach. We're willing to vote in favor of taking SWAN down to 278 for this week and evaluate a week from today. But given just where the reservoir levels are, I guess our initial thought is anything above 280 ought to be shared equally between Ketchikan and then Petersburg and Wrangell. Is that more or less?
So would we share up down to 278, Carl?
No, we were saying 280, and then anything below 280 would be exclusively for Ketchikan, would be our position at this point in time until we could evaluate a week from today. And then if we get precipitation and SWAN starts to replenish, we can review and see what the situation is. But Bob and I were talking this morning, and you know, we see us continuing an extended diesel run for the foreseeable future, where we're at. And that's why I guess we're being as conservative as we are. So I guess that's where Ketchikan.
Mr. Chair. This is Bob Lynn, Petersburg. I think that's a reasonable approach in to relook at it. It would be interesting from the SEPA stake, particularly Trey and crew, where do you think that will put us in a week out with Carl's approach?
I'm just thinking out loud here. So currently in Tyee, we have 3.18 feet above the draft limit. This would potentially, let's just say it would, getting some out of SWAN would give us another foot and a half. So you're at about 5.5 feet if temperatures are warm. And they don't look like they're going to be super warm. They're going to be warm for a few days, and then I think they're going to have a couple of little cold dips, at least for what I'm seeing on the 8 to 10 day. So that's going to, over the course of the next 7 days, you'll probably be close to down to your draft limit, I would assume. But that doesn't, I'm not factoring in diesel. Supplemental diesel would, I think right now you guys are maybe covering a third of your load because you're burning for maybe 12 hours during the day, putting out combined, I think, maybe eight and a half, maybe nine at some times. So that'll hedge that out a little bit further. So those are just real rough numbers. Bob.
Thank you, Trey. I appreciate that.
Mr. Chair? It's Andy DiNova here.
Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, so the draft rate that we have on Swan right now, running a 6.5, and that 6.5 changed a little bit over the weekend. It got stretched to 7, and the 2.5 sometimes became 3 going north, and that's all well and good. But the draft rate overall was about 0.5 foot a day. So at the current draft rate at 0.5 foot a day, if we maintain this approach here with Swan, and you have 3 feet left, that gets us 6 days. So just to give you some idea there. Now, I don't know what the draft rate was at Taiyi, and then the mitigation with diesel. But my suspicion is that we're both going to converge pretty close to the same here next week this time. Is that what your thoughts are in draft rate?
Through the chair.
Yes, go ahead, Trey.
I say pretty close. I would say also that the loads going north, they were actually dropped below 2 at certain times too, so I wouldn't characterize it as being higher. So right now we really haven't done this blended diesel thing on the north end. We've done it for 2 days maybe. So I don't really have a good feel for the numbers and stuff as far as that goes. But, you know, in general terms, you can look at what your average load is across the two communities and then factor in your hours of at a particular load and find out kind of where you're going to fall. It'll be pretty obvious once you spend a couple minutes and get it on paper. So I'm hoping that... you know, we'll at least be still above the draft limit, so to speak, at Taiyi, if it's the intent of the board to meet again in 7 days. Our board meeting's not for another 10 days.
Trey, one of the things that I'd like us to be cautious about, this is Steve, is including inflows as part of the calculation, because sometimes to determine exactly what those are going to be, and I think that gives us a little bit of conservative factor on as we're planning. So I don't know I haven't heard anybody talking about inflow rate there, but I'd like to watch how much we include that in.
Through the chair, so all of our operations plans on our health meters and all that stuff, which we're kind of down into the fine minutia of managing day by day right now, so. But those don't include inflows. They are also based on previous week's loads. But I think right now, since we're monitoring this by the hour, literally, I'm up looking at night, looking at my phone, seeing what things are at. So, I don't expect virtually anything for inflows over the next 10 days. We'll see a little bit, but not enough to sway, shouldn't be enough to sway decisions anyway. Unless we have some freak warm up and we get 2 days of rain, then we'd have a different story to talk about. Because we do have a fair amount of snow kind of just sitting on the surface, I think, especially at Swan Lake, that could convert to energy in the lake pretty rapidly. Especially lower elevations if we got a little rain too. So doesn't look
good. Thank you.
Not too rapidly.
Anyone else? Anything for Trey? Or any questions?
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Trey.
So I talked with Taiyi for a fair amount of time early this morning. And I was trying to brainstorm different ways that that it would be possible to integrate a little bit more diesel on the north end if you guys wanted to actually extend your Taiyi reserves a little bit more. That question gets a little bit hard. The cleanest way to do that is to extend your burn, your supplemental diesel beyond the hours you're currently doing a little bit. That would be helpful. Because like right now, like I mentioned earlier, you guys are only displacing about a third, I think, and that's maybe even a little generous on the total load. So just something to think about.
and I know you guys are challenged with, you know, covering the plants or very both the plants that you have, and you know, do you want to bring on another unit or not? So there's some thresholds there that that you guys are probably more familiar with on how you want to operate and your staffing. But as I mentioned in my last memo, covering half your load would be good. More is better.
Mr. Chair, this is Bob Lynn. I need to ask Carl, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's Carl's decision on the day-to-day operations, how he wants to go. So however he decides, I'm quite comfortable with.
And just straight from the Wrangell standpoint, we would like to have a buffer in the reservoir so that if there is an issue either in Petersburg or in Wrangell, we have a few days buffer there that would help us out to get the situation normalized.
Yeah, I was just trying to come up with some options for you to increase your supplemental diesel so it kind of fits where we're at with managing the whole system.
Okay, so I just to be clear, as you said in your last memo, 50% or more would be best.
At this point, as much as you can do comfortably would be great.
Okay.
And I kind of just threw 50% out as an option because you had indicated before you'd prefer to only run your machines, you know, and cover half the load. So that's where that number came from.
We, Grace, really in Wrangell, we are in a situation where carrying 100% load for us is... If that's where we have to get, then it's concerning for us because if a generator goes down, we can't carry the community. And we've been looking at our alternatives, but right now we running at 100% is not optimal for us. So running it at 50% or a little bit more, I think even if we had to go to 3/4, I think we're probably okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. So that's kind
okay.
of a call at the operational level at your plants and with your foreman or manager there.
So that probably means Petersburg and Wrangell need to talk offline about how we're going to handle that between ourselves.
Yeah, Petersburg, they will have a meeting tomorrow.
Yep.
So between our folks, they can decide how they want to run.
Yep, okay.
And just let me know if you'd like a SEPA person to sit on that. We're happy to participate.
Okay. This may even be something that can be handled at the ops meeting, the standing ops meeting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good place because that's where all the people that are really the boots on the grounds that are trying to coordinate all this stuff. Out of all this, I mean, our main objective is to maintain system stability for all three member communities throughout this dry period, so I think we're all pushing toward the same objective.
Okay. Anyone else? Any additions?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Andy. Here.
Yeah, go ahead, Andy.
Yeah. So you know, when we talk about these sustained diesel runs, there's a couple of interesting. Well, I won't call them rules of thumb, but some protocols, and that's an 80-80% rule. And so that would be 80% of your diesels running at 80% load and the rest are off and you rotate them into the mix. So I agree with Lisa there that running them at 100% especially for extended duty is not practicable.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
Through the chair, this is Carl in Ketchikan. Relative to our willingness to amend the ops plan to take Swan level down to 278 if needed, with the understanding that anything below 280 is dedicated to Ketchikan, do we need to get that motion on?
Yes, we do.
And I would so move to amend the ops plan to decrease the minimum level of the draw on Swan to 278, with the understanding that anything between beneath 280 would be dedicated exclusively for Ketchikan's loads.
This is Bob Sievertson. I'm
second. Yep. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
This is Lisa. How comfortable? I mean, you guys are proposing this, so obviously you've thought long and hard about it. I just want to know how comfortable you are doing this.
Well, we're still trying to maintain a commitment to, send half of what we're generating out of Swan to the north. You know, as Andy said, that gives us about 6 days. I don't want to be caught short on Sunday trying to get a board meeting together. I'd rather, keep the flexibility to get us through next Monday. We consult again when we see where everything is and reevaluate what your positions are in the north and what we're doing down here. Hopefully we'll have some good discussions with ADEC between now and next Monday, and we may be able to get more on the table. But I think this just seems like a reasonable thing to do.
Okay. Well, we're here in Juneau too. We can help farm the castle.
Lisa suggested we can go lobby for you, Carl.
I understand.
Thank you.
Is there any other discussion on the motion?
I brought my pitchfork to town. I'm ready to go.
I'll give you a couple names.
Any other discussion on the motion? Hearing none, full vote, please.
Prysanka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yes.
Skillings?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion passes. Is there any other discussion items here, Trey, or things that we need to take care of on this call?
Yeah, Steve, this is Robert.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering if this wasn't a good time to have a few comments from Trey about the level at Tyee. Are we comfortable with keeping the level at Tyee at 1260?
I'm certainly open to having that discussion at this point. So Trey, do you want to talk about that?
So as it is right now, if we end up drafting to the point of 1260 between now and a week from now, we would have to stop all sales coming out of Tyee to the north, and so that might be problematic. We're just kind of right on the edge now, the way that the numbers are looking. I kind of went through those briefly before. My gut says we can probably make it to there. But at some point, I think you're going to have to revisit that.
What's the lowest we've taken it down before?
Robert, do you recall?
Well, we didn't hear that. Last comment.
Sorry,
yeah, I'm on here.
Mr. Chair, Andy had asked what was the lowest that we've drafted Tyee to, and I was going to let Robert chime in here, if I may.
Sure, thank you.
So last year we drafted Tyee to 1255, and we've gone 1258, somewhere in there in the past. So this would be the lowest as of today that we have drafted Tyee. The challenge with the numbers that Trey is presenting is the lows. And prior to today, we had no information as to what level of energy we were going to be able to send to the north. Given that changed. Sounds like we were going to be around the 3.25 megawatts, and then how much supplemental we have from Petersburg or Anger will also make a difference. So when I get, I'm sitting on the side of the road right now, but when I get back to Portland, I will run some numbers based on this new information, and we can have that open discussion tomorrow during the Tuesday operations call.
Okay, I think my biggest concern with drafting the project's lower overall is I worry that if we wind up in a similar drought situation, it's the catch-up of bringing the reservoir back up. And I just, you know, I do worry about that. And also, there's, you know, from what I've been told, there's efficiency questions and there's issues with potentially damaging projects because of lower levels and so on. But I, before we make that decision, for me, I would like us to have all the information in front of us and those numbers and go in with our eyes wide open on it.
Mr. Chair.
You go ahead, Lisa.
This is Lisa. So, Trey, do you think there is a possibility that we will get ourselves into a position where we have to go below 1260 before Monday?
I think Robert was... through the chair, if I may, I think Robert was said that we have to put a pencil to paper to really firm that up because, you know, we've talked about today that the North may try to blend in a little bit more diesel if they can. So it'd be helpful to kind of find that out. We just found out, you know, established how much we're going to be sending north out of Swan. And then we got to take a look at the weather forecasts and try to extrapolate that out to what potential loads will be. So we got a little bit of work. I really hate to talk too much off the top of my head. I'm just saying my gut right now, I think we'll get there, but without doing the math there and spending a little time, I can't guarantee it. But that's what.
Well, Mr. Chair, may I follow up?
Go ahead, Lisa.
So what I heard you say is, if we get to that point, and we haven't authorized us going below 1260, you will have to stop all sales going north, which means then I'm having to run on 100% diesel.
So, through the chair, yes, but we'll run the model, and we'll have a conversation about it tomorrow at the ops plan. And if for some reason it looks like, wow, we're going to have to make an earlier decision, then we would reconvene the board, obviously, to make a change. Because I think...
That's what I have to be.
Yeah, so, I mean, what I'm hearing, though, I mean, obviously you don't want to draft the lake down too far. You know, and the FERC limits are based on the design criteria for operation of the plant. So I heard it mentioned out there we might damage equipment and stuff like that. I would like to dispel that a little bit. These are the FERC limits set by the design criteria for the individual plants. But I'm also hearing that, you know, obviously don't want to go 100% burn here. So at some point we may have to come to and have the discussion if, you know, it doesn't warm up here for, say, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and we don't start seeing a little bit of inflows coming into Swan that we can ship, then we're going to probably have to have the conversation to, you're either going to have to draft tie a little deeper or you're going to have to burn 100%. I mean, those will be your two options at that point. And I suspect that you're probably going to want to draft a little bit lower and still kind of blend your diesel. That'll hedge your risk for a while. And that's where I see it going right now.
Okay. I want one more follow-up, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Not to beat a dead horse, because I think Mr. Amelon and Mr. Prezanka have said that my fear in drafting below the limits is that if we continue to see this ongoing drought pattern, then there's little to nothing to draw upon if any one of us run into trouble, and that's just not a position I'm comfortable putting anybody in.
Okay, any other thoughts or questions for Trey or anyone?
Through the chair, this is Carl in Ketchikan. Then I assume, barring any new information from the CEPA staff, there's a consensus that we're going to meet again a week from today, same time, to review this?
I think that'd be just fine. I'm looking around the room here. Everybody's nodding.
Actually, I may be on. I'll probably be on a plane coming south.
Go ahead, Bob.
Mr. Chair, if I can... we went open and see where we let Trey make that decision whether we need to do this, say, like Thursday or Friday?
Through the chair, if I may, I'll alert the board if it looks like we're going to have to make a decision earlier.
Okay. So I think what Carl's suggesting is that we do a regular catch-up the following Monday, just to see where we're at in general. Is that, Carl, is that...
That's my intent.
Okay. And if we need to, we'll meet earlier if the numbers don't pencil out for us to be able to sustain the draw on the Taiyu Reservoir. So, Trey, can I please ask then that you would organize another board meeting for next Monday telephonically?
Certainly.
No, not till Wednesday.
Okay.
3 p.m. next Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
We'll make the requisite notifications.
Okay. Perfect. Any other comments from anyone? Okay. That's great. Thank you very much, everybody.